We have an extraordinary situation here where the organizations that represent the primary producers, the actual product that has been exported internationally, that they have expressed no confidence in Larry Mullen. Remarkably, the minister thinks that's acceptable. We have a situation in the context of Mercosur where farmers are expected to meet the highest possible environmental and animal welfare standards, and we're then pitched up against South American beef with none of those standards and indeed other products. And this is the context of all of this. It's extraordinary. And of course, we have government MEPs voting two different ways when it comes to this issue in the European Parliament. So we have a government that are speaking to all sectors and speaking to none. But in this case, to ignore the primary producers who call for this chairman to resign is completely unacceptable.
There are some that perhaps would claim that Larry Byrne was very effective in his role as a chairman of Board BIA, but really you feel once waters have been muddied to this degree now where the company that he's involved with have imported beef from Brazil, there's no turning back here.
Yeah, all of the farming organisations have called for Larry Mullen to resign. They don't have any confidence in him. That's an extraordinary state of affairs. Board BIA is about promoting Irish food overseas. And how on earth can it be sustainable that all of the people who actually produce the food are saying this chairman must resign and the minister is holding the line against that? And of course, it isn't a shock when you see that you had Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael MEPs voting in two different directions on the issue of Mercosur being referred to the European Court of Justice. I mean, the government, as I say, are trying to speak to everybody, but they're not fooling anybody. People can see that there is no leadership here. There is no defending Ireland's interests. There's no confronting hypocrisy and double standards at the heart of the European Commission, and indeed within our own industry now as it emerges.